This is, we're going to redo Chocolate Jesus.
I'm glad it's one you want to hear twice. It's one you're going to be hearing a lot on the radio, I'm sure. AM. Story? Do I need a story? No. We don't need a story. You see? Okay, now you see, now before it's like more stories, and then I have one, and then they say don't use it. Oh, okay. When I was a kid, my we used to go visit my Uncle Robert, and my Uncle Robert was an organist at the church, and he bought the organ from the church. He loved the organ so much. He wanted that organ, and he took it out of the church and he put it in his own living room, and he had the pipes going up through the ceiling, and and I was like, I was like 7-8 years old, and it was the most amazing place to go to, because there were clothes all over the floor, and it was just there was a broken window and it hadn't been fixed. And then, the wallpaper was coming down, and I said, "This is living." And I said, "This is show business." And I asked my mom why I couldn't keep my room that way. She said, "Tom, your Uncle Robert is blind." I'm sorry, I couldn't resist. True story, though.
All right, here we go. Get your chocolate Jesus and get them while they're hot. Step right up. Everyone's a winner. Got bargains galore. That's right, you two can be the proud owner, because the quality goes in before the name goes on. How about perfume? We got perfume. How about an engagement ring? Something for the little lady. Something for the little lady. $3 for $1. Get away from me, kid. You bother me. Get your chocolate Jesus and get it now. Well, I don't go to church on Sunday.
Problem with the earlier take was there was feedback. Apologize for that.